Welcome to this episode of the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, where we explore how God is part of life, honest, and real. My name is Brian, and I'll be talking to
Lily.
Hi, Lily. And in this episode, we'll be talking about a real neat kind of mountaintop experience she had at camp. But as usual, to get things started, let's learn a little bit about Lily. Tell us about yourself.
I am currently a junior. I'm 17 years old, and I've been going to ACF about 3 years now, youth culture for about a year, year and a half. And I've really just enjoyed my time here. It really challenged my faith, grown my faith in so many ways that I've never really experienced before.
And you mentioned you're a military family, yeah. So you moved here from where?
We moved here from Kansas.
Kansas. Yeah. That's a big change.
It's a very big change.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
No.
That's a good one. And all right, let's get started. So we have a thing called the high school group. Mm-hmm. Middle school has their own, but we have our own thing at our church, ACF, called winter camp. So how would you describe winter camp to people?
It's like almost like an out-of-body experience in a way. Like you're like in away from the world and in the best way possible.
Well, let's back up a little.
Yeah.
So when I hear winter camp, I hear winter. So you guys set up a tent outside?
No.
So, okay. So it's not camping.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not camping. But it is in the winter.
Yes.
So you're indoors?
Yes.
Like?
We're in a cabin.
In a cabin.
Yeah.
So it's a heated cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook your food over campfire?
No. We have chefs that cook it for us.
You have chefs.
Yeah.
And how's the food?
It's delicious. It's my favorite.
So really, this is winter resort.
Yeah. Yeah, right? If you want to call it that, yeah.
Because you got a nice warm place to stay. Mm-hmm. You have chefs that make your delicious food.
Yeah.
There's fun activities to do. You have maids to come and clean up after you.
No.
No?
No.
No.
We have to clean up our own cabin, our own food, after dinner, and all of that kind of stuff.
All right. So it's not a resort.
No.
Okay. And it is out in the middle of nowhere kind
yep.
of sort of thing as well. So,
mm-hmm.
And how long is winter camp? Like what days? How many days or weeks?
Yeah, it's over the weekend, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, it's during the school year?
Yes.
Okay, so Friday comes, and what made you initially say, you heard winter camp's coming.
Yeah.
What was your first thought, like, what is winter camp when you first heard of it?
Yeah, so when I first started coming to youth culture, that was like the first day they announced winter camp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I want to go. Like, I felt a pull on my heart. I was like, mm-hmm. I need to go.
What do you know why that was?
Is there no,
any, no. You
I
just
was just
it just sounds.
Yeah,
cool.
I was like, I can't hesitate. I just need to go.
Right.
I haven't been to like a summer vacation Bible school camp since
right.
I was like 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I need to go.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's cool. So, we all go there. We spend Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give a for those that don't know, kind of a. You know, not like a schedule, but some of the activities, some of the stuff we do.
Yeah, so we all kind of get together, hang out, play so many games. We do some outside, some inside. And then we also worship together. My youth leader actually told us bedtime stories before we went to bed. We pray together, cry together, do everything. I don't know, it's just really fun time.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's just fun being with 30 or 40 or 50
mm-hmm.
of your fellow high school students
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's kind of what winter camp is.
Mm-hmm.
So what stood out, let me rephrase that. So first thing we do is gather and we're getting the right, we load up on buses. We
mm-hmm.
take school buses
yep.
up there. What's your feeling like the anticipation like that day?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we had to go to school that Friday because we don't leave till the afternoon. And I was like, I need to go home and pack. I need to do all these things. And so I went home and I was like, is it 4 o'clock yet? Like, that's when we met at the church. I was
right.
like, is it time yet? And finally we got on the bus and I was like, this is going to be a long 2-hour drive. I was like, I just want to go see what it's about because I've seen so many things. And so I was really looking forward to it. I was super excited.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Let's dive into the why you're here. Other than we just like talking to students, you had some really cool experience or two that, that came from that weekend last year. Unpack what that is for us.
Yeah, so I think the first big moment for me was really having to sit by myself in alone time with God.
So tell me kind of how that plays into the weekend.
Yeah.
What happens with that?
So there's a time where you just kind of sit with an hour by yourself with the Lord, and you read your Bible and you pray and you just sit there and wait and see if he's trying to talk to you. And that really challenged my faith because I never really did that before. So that hour was really hard for me, but in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. So I sat in the little sunroom that there was right by the cafe, and I just like opened my Bible, and I remember I just read a book in Isaiah, and I was like, what do I do? And so I just sat there, read a couple of verses, and wrote down what I learned. And so that hour.
Did you choose like Isaiah, or was it?
No, I just opened my Bible, and I was like, okay, let's just read Isaiah.
That's a cool name. Let's go with Isaiah.
So that was really good for me.
Do you remember what, anything specific about that, or you just remember the time?
Yeah, I just remember nothing really too specific. Mm-hmm. I just remember it really challenging my faith, and me realizing, oh, this is what I need to do to be a Christian, is really get in the Bible and not just go to church. So
all within an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had mentioned you don't do that. It's hard to find an hour, right?
Yeah.
In the lives that we all have and high school students have to actually step aside and spend a whole hour with an intentional time with God. Any other like real highlights?
I would say another one would be worship. There's so many sessions of worship we have, but one in particular, one of our worship leaders, Randolph, he was like, get in a position that worships the Lord, but you've never worshiped the Lord in that way before. And so I got down on my knees. And
so you've never done that before in your life?
Yeah.
And now, were you scared or were you like into it?
At first, I was like, I was a little uncomfortable. But then I just started like listening to the Lord and I started praying, and then next thing you know, I felt the Holy Spirit for the first time, and I just started crying, and then me and my friends got together and prayed.
Whoa, back up a little bit. You felt the Spirit for the first time, so tell us about that. So this is like, you're singing, and everybody else is singing, and the music's going on, and so what did you feel?
It's just like overwhelming, but in the best way possible. I started crying, and I was just like, what is this? Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I know it's from the Lord, but I don't know what to do with it.
And then you said friends.
Yeah, me and my friends got together. We prayed about it, and that really helped. And everyone was saying they had a similar experience, so God was definitely in the room that night for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have this great, it's really interesting to me, like, Your two highlights would be just you and God alone, even though, you know, there's a bunch of other people, but that time and space set alone.
Yeah.
And then the other one is with everybody, like in a communal worship sort of thing, and how God reached you in both ways.
Yeah,
that's so cool that he did that. So you have this great, any other thing? I don't want to stop.
No, I think those were like the two main things. I guess a little side thing would be the notes that we all get from each other. Those really helped me in my daily.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so at the end of the weekend, everybody has a paper bag, and everyone just has a note from
everybody. People. Paper bag with your name on it.
Yeah. You get a note from someone, whether if it's anonymous or not, and they just write something that they saw in you that weekend, like whether it was faith or you as a person as a whole. And I really go back to those almost on a daily, like, oh, this is what people, like, see in me. This is what they, like, the Lord sees in me in a way. And that really, like, helped my
faith. So that was about a year ago.
Yeah.
And every day.
Just about, almost,
you know, but on a regular basis, we'll say, you reread those notes because they're so powerful.
Yeah, they're in my devotional journal that I write in, and I just taped them inside. And last night, I was just flipping through them, and I was like, wow, like, this is what people see. And
that is so cool. So you get on the bus, come back home. The alarm rings Monday morning. What do you do?
Well, I was like really sad camp was over because, you know, it's like you're not really connected with the world. I didn't have my phone. I, you know, really left that behind. And you're like, oh, you're back to the world. Like, it's that's really challenging for your faith, because it's like you're not just with God and you're not just with like those Christian people. You're out in the world. And so, like, that's when I really realized I need to walk in the faith in my daily life and walk with the Lord and really choose that way. Yeah.
So it sounds like I wouldn't be overstating it if is that weekend kind of changed your life.
Yeah, it really did.
Set it on a different trajectory going forward. So if you were to, compare pre-Camp Lily to post-Camp Lily, how would you describe the two?
I would say they're two different people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The one before camp, I was a Christian. I grew up Christian. Right. I grew up going to the church, but my faith was really just through my parents and just through the church. Like, I would do sermons on Sundays, and I wouldn't walk through that.
Right.
And then after camp, I was like, okay, I need to read my Bible. I need to do my devotional, and I need to walk in the Lord and choose that way over the worldly way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
it became part of your everyday life. And then how would you describe, and if you're not quite sure, that's okay. How would you describe your everyday walk with God?
Yeah. My personal favorite days is Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, I get up really early, and I get together with a bunch of friends before school at 6 a.m., and we meet and read the Bible for an hour.
We got to back up on this one. So you get up at what time?
Like 4:30.
You get up at 4:30 in the morning for the reason to do what?
To read the Bible.
With who?
My friends.
At what time?
6 a.m.
Did everybody catch that? We got a high school kid here, gets up at 4:30, favorite day of the week, gets up at 4:30 to go read the Word and pray with her friends.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Yeah, it's my favorite time because we all just disciple each other and really just read the Bible before school, which is a great way to start your day. And then I just walk through whatever we talked about. Like, we always have a goal, and I walk through that throughout the day. And then after that, we have our student leadership meetings, which are so fun to just get together with people and, again, disciple. And then after that, I go home, do homework, but then I also read my Bible again. Like whatever chapter I'm reading within that.
That's just so cool. I can hear the joy that you get with community and the Word and God and how that's all wrapped up. And too bad we don't have one of those podcasts where people can see.
I know.
Because you're just glowing. Like, it's so cool that you reflect who Jesus is in your life. So what do you see? We got camp coming up.
Yeah.
What do you think he might have?
I don't know.
All right, let's kick it up a notch. Like, what would that? What's your anticipation? Maybe you don't have any.
Yeah.
That's cool too.
I don't know. It's all in God's hands, really. But I hope something similar happens. Yeah. If not, that's okay. Because I know God will be there, and we're surrounded by His creation, and it will be so good either way.
Yeah, but last year we had Northern Lights.
Yes, that was so fun, was so pretty.
Yeah, that was something else too. I picture for you and anybody who's, maybe there's some other high school students who do similar things, go to camps or retreats, and like, especially, like, you're getting on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be good, but it's one of those in the dark and you can't see what's going on.
For sure.
But you're ready for the ride. Yep. And so that's really cool. That's so cool to hear. It's very exciting. I think we can call that a wrap for this episode. It was great getting to talk to Lily. And don't forget to subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening to the ACF Youth Culture Podcast. Honest, real life. And this is Brian.
And this is Lily.
Till next time.
Bye.